Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk. We are coming to you from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. It's a Friday, August the 13th, 2021. I am Thungameli Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight, we are looking at the coronavirus situation in Zimbabwe. We will also be giving you an update of the general elections in neighboring Zambia. We will also be delving into our own elections with the government still resisting calls to hold by-elections. Some of which are now more than a year overdue. But first, let's give you an update of the corona situation in Zimbabwe. Yesterday, we had 56 deaths as well as 800 new cases. That means to date, 4,047 people have died from coronavirus in Zimbabwe. And a whopping 118,754 have tested positive for the respiratory virus. Also yesterday, we saw the Minister of Health vaccinating 33,392 people who received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And we also saw 47,809 getting their second dose, Marv.
And to date, the country has vaccinated over 1.9 million people in the country, with their aim being to get to 10 million people so that the country gets herd immunity. And we've also seen that they were called by the government that churches can reopen only to vaccinated members, which has drawn very mixed reviews from people on what's going to happen when the churches do open up in Tunga.
Yes, Marv, and also looking at the global picture, to date, the world has seen 4.3 million deaths from COVID-19, as well as 205 million cases. Also, there has been 4.6 billion doses that have been administered to people around the world to prevent, or rather to protect them from COVID-19. But we know that most of those who are receiving vaccines are those in wealthy countries, Marv.
Yes, and let's delve into the Zambian election so that we can bring in our guests to just weigh in with us, who's actually in Zambia, to give us a take on what's happening on the ground, because we've been seeing so much on social media, but we'd like to hear from someone who's actually on the ground, a representative of MISA Zimbabwe. Hello and welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, if you can just introduce yourself and tell us what position you hold in MISA, and also give us a look into what's happening there in Zambia.
Okay, my name is Baba Matabi. I'm the MISA Zimbabwe Regional Campaign Coordinator. We are here in Zambia to monitor the election, particularly the freedom of expression and freedom of the media environment. So we're just looking at how the public media operate, how it sets the agenda, and if it's fully in line with provisions of the Electoral Act. So those are some of the things that we have been doing while we're in Zambia.
Okay, and I understand that there in Zambia, WhatsApp was banned, or it was switched off, or something happened. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
So yesterday at about midnight, WhatsApp was shut down. So the bit intermittent at first, but then later it was completely off. To access it, you had to use VPN. But it caught most people off guard. One of the people that was caught off guard, because usually I would have a VPN. but I thought everything was going well, and I didn't put in my end. Facebook and Twitter have also been affected. So what, even the internet was throttled. The site of the internet is not very hot. But it's a bit of a miracle that we're having this conversation, because as things turn, sort of a no when full internet will be restored.
Okay, I actually think I need to call you on another platform, to be honest, because I think, Mtunga, I'm not sure if you can hear him properly, but I think we're going in and out.
Yeah, it's up and down.
Yeah, it's up and down.
So like he's saying, I think it's the internet situation in the, in Zambia that the opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, tweeted about earlier, calling on the for networks to restore the internet, which apparently experienced disruptions since yesterday. And like Ngabamachaz is saying, people have to download VPN to access WhatsApp, Facebook, Twitter. But there are many people out there who don't even know what VPN is. And those people, as we understand, have no access to the internet. Let's give our listeners just a brief background of what's really going on, who's contesting who. We have the incumbent, that's Edgar Lungu of the Patriotic Front, taking on many candidates, but the main challenger is Hakainde Hichilema of the United Party for National Development. So he's the main challenger of Edgar Lungu. Many of you, I'm sure, people have been there. They know this guy has been there for a very long time as an opposition leader. The Electoral Commission of Zambia says that results will be announced within 78 hours after polls close. And we know that the last polling station closed today at 5 a.m., according to the Electoral Commission, MAF.
Maybe let's go back to our guest and just ask, what is the mood in Zambia like?
As a person who comes from Zimbabwe, the political culture is very, very different. In Lusaka, for example, it's been very peaceful. There's no tech that we associate with the other. While there's a lot of expectations, but you can tell that people are going around freely and supporting their candidates, there was any commotion really yet. And it was like, of course, they are pocket of fire, and I'm not talking over them, but a different kind of culture. It's sort of like a culture shock when you're coming from the part where everything is associated with that. Mm-hmm. So the mood right now is a bit, the opposition is confident that it won. A few minutes ago, later from the UPS, it was a press conference at the Italian center that they had won the. So the opposition quite a bit, they think they took it by a landslide. The government is a bit jittery. Today, the Secretary General of UPS held a press conference, which was described as probably one of the shortest. There was only like 3 minutes and was done with his press conference. So, really, for the expectation, the opposition is confident that it was what the ruling party.
I'm sorry, but our line is not very clear. And Tunga, I think you can drop me so that I can try and call him on another platform, and then I'll come back and join you.
Sure, Mav. Abasanda kusixhumasi ngumsakazo we-Studio 7 njalo sikuhlelo lwe-Live Talk. Namhlanje sikhuluma ngodaba lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kanye lokhetho oluqhutshwayo kubomakhelwane kwele Zambia. Ukhetho luqhutshwe izolo. Ngokunjalo namhlanje bamelele impumela emele iyaziswe phakathi kwemizuzu kwamahola angu-72 after ukuvalwa kwe last polling station yona evalwe namhlanje ekuseni madabuka kusa ngo 5 o'clock. Lapho besikhuluma lentatheli izindaba eZimbabwe ekwele Zambia ehlola ukhetho imele imisa Zimbabwe umnumzana Nqaba Machazi osebenzela leyo nhlanganiso imisa kodwa ucingo lwakhe luyaphansi luyephezulu kaluzwakale kuhle isizathu nansi udaba lokhetho lolu lukhanya luzahlupha ngoba izolo kuqale ukuba lokucijwa kwe-internet abantu sikhuluma nje kabenelisi ukuxhumana enkundleni esifana labo WhatsApp, o-Twitter, o-Facebook, o-Instagram lezinye ngoba uhulumende ukhanya use wiqumile i-internet ukuthi abantu bengaxhumani isizathu asaziwa lokho sokwenze kwaba lokucabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe uhulumende engaba ezama ukuqilibezela sibone oncintisa emele ibandla eliphikisayo ele United Party for National Development uHakainde Hichilema ongumuntu osencintise kanenge emele opposition sibone loba enkundleni yeTwitter namhlanje sithi yena uhulumende kumele avule i-internet amankampani amafoni kumele avule i-internet ngoba ukuvala ukuxhumana kwabantu akwenzileyo kwenza kube lokucabangela ukuthi mhlawumbe bafuna ukuqilibezela umongameli onguye ophetheyo u-Edgar Lungu owebandla le Patriotic Front simbonela ephuma sola ibandla lika Hichilema sithi lingaba lizama ukuqilibezela kuma constituents amathathu lapho kubikwa kube lodlakela khona njalo sizwa kuthiwa ngokubika kwe Reuters kuthiwa kulo muntu oyedwa ofileyo kwenye yalezo ndawo ofileyo lo engumsekeli webandla likaLungu ibandla elibusayo yilo udaba ke esinalo sizabuya njalo sizwe kumabandla eZimbabwe mayelana ngokhetho lweZimbabwe oluhluphayo singathi ngama-by-elections ngoba abantu abaningi bathi iZambia yenza ukhetho lamhlanje iMalawi yenza ukhetho amazwe amaningi asenze ukhetho kodwa iZimbabwe yona kungani isilokhu isala ukwenza ama-by-elections which are long overdue kodwa uhulumende siyambona uyazivikela laye uthi hayi isizathu ngesokuthi kulomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ngokunjalo ngeke kwenziwe ukhetho ngoba lungavulwa luvulwe lolokhetho abantu baye kuma polling stations bagcwala indawo yonke kunyakazele kuyabe sokusithi ukuthi yikho ukusabalala ke komkhuhlane we COVID-19 ngokunjalo siza kuzwa ke abamabandla achiyeneyo eZimbabwe labo lamhlanje ukuthi balubona njani ukhetho lweZambia eganti ke udaba lweZimbabwe lalo olwama-by-elections bathini ngalo mafi
aiwa kune abo bachangobva kupinda muchirongwa chedu tinokuchingamidzai nemufaro nhasi nemusi wechishanu August 13, 2021 nhasi tiri kutarisa isu nyaya yedenda rechirwere checovid-19 tichitarisa kubayiwa zvakare kwenhomba dzechirwere ichi checovid-19 tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika takanyanyotarisa nyaya yemaby-elections emunyika yezimbabwe tozotarisa zvakare zviri kuitika kuzambia uko kuine sarudzo iriko pari zvino saka tichange tiri kuzeya nevanyarikani vedipo panapa tamboedza kuti tinzwe zviri kubuda ikoko kubva kune mumwe mumiriri wesangano remisa ari ikoko kuzambia asi sekutaura kwavanga vari kuita WhatsApp nemamwe maplatforms akudzimwa achivhurwa achidzimwa achivhurwa saka nhare dzavo dzanga dzisinganyatsonzwika saka ndakumbira kuti vawanikwe ivowo vachitipawo zviri kuitika votumira iri voice note tigonzwa kuti zvakamira sei ikoko hameno zvichabudirira Saka tombo tarisa hedu tichidzokera panyaya yedenda iri recovid-19 tinoona kuti bazi rezveutano rinozivisa iro kuti pari zvino kubva muna March gore rapfuura kusvika pari zvino pane vanhu 118,754 vawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri recovid-19 uyezve pane 94,925 vavo vakawanikwa vachibatwa nedenda iri vakarikunda. Kuzoratarisawo kushaya kuri kuita vanhu kubva kudenda iri recovid-19 kwakwira pari zvino pane vanhu 4,047 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva kudenda iri kubvira ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Tozotarisa isuwo vabayiwa ivo nhomba yecovid-19 pari zvino munyika vasvika ivo pa 1.9 million nyika ichiti iyo inoda kuona kuti ibaye vanhu 10 million kuti pawanikwe paine herd immunity kuitira kuti denda iri risazowanikwe richipararira. Over to you, Ntunda.
Bongo Mav, maybe give us an introduction to our first guest, Nasi Dinani Muchirongwa.
Aiwa, tinofanira kunge tina vasvosve uyezve Tawanda Jokora weMBC Alliance navacharumbira veZanu PF. Saka regai tione kuti munani ikoko.
Okay, thank you there, Mav. This is Studio 7, and we are on live talk. Tonight, we are looking at the elections in Zambia as well as our own elections in Zimbabwe. We are now joined by Mr. Charumbira of ZANU PF. Charumbira Magadi.
Tripo Magadi.
Aiwa, Tino Farah Edu. Kurise ku Canada ku Kwamuri.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's look at the situation in Zambia. What's your take on what has happened so far?
Yeah, thank you very much. I think having to have listened to the speaker who was speaking from Zambia on the ground,
Bacharambira, I think mazisa pa mute, we cannot hear you. Unfortunately, we are having challenges there with Mr. Charumbira of ZANU PF. apparently, his sound has gone dead. I don't know what's going on there, but we will be trying to reconnect with him, Maf.
Aiwa potanga tikunzwa kubva kuna vacharumbira veZANU PF vari kuCanada. Pavatanga kutaura vanga vari kuda kuti vazive nesu pamusoro pezvatiri kuona zviri kubuda kubva kuZambia, asi ndofunga network yavo haisipita zvakanaka pari zvino. Tiri kuona kuti tanga tisanzwe zvavari kutaura pari zvino. Saka tiri kuramba takaisa ziso.
Mav, ndikubate muromo. Just stay there. Ndabata somebody from Zambia, and I don't want them to go before they say anything. Ngile entatheli zindaba ecingweni lapha uVusumuzi Sifile naye use Zambia. Vusa, ngiyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga Ntunga, kunjani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Kunjani khona ngapho kwele Zambia? Yini liqhube ukhetho?
Ya eZambia konke kuvotwe kuhle, kodwa ke kathesi sokunzima ngoba sokumele kulokhu ze saziswe impumela yokhetho. Manje ke hayi, ilokhu ze i-Electoral Commission yeZambia inganisa angazi ukuthi basayenza nokukhanya bazaphuza ukusazisa ukuthi ukusazisa impumela yokhetho.
Inkinga kungaba yini kahle ngoba sibone i-internet siyazi yehla iyaquma ibambe kuhamba njani kahle?
Ye akona kunzima sibili ngoba izolo nje sithesi sahlezi sabona ukuthi abantu akusavuma ukuthi sisebenzise o WhatsApp, u Telegram, o Facebook labo Twitter. Asizanga sike sizwe isimemezelo esuka kuhulumende siphongubona nje sokuthulisile. Kwazokuthi laphana kodwa sasivele sikukhangele ukuthi kungenzakala lokho. So abantu sahle saqala ke lathi ukulungisa ukufaka ama VPN asivumela ukuthi nxa kukhona okunye okuvaliweyo abantu senelise ukuya ku-internet as long as yona iyabe ingavalwanga i-internet, ngoba nxa i-internet yonke ingavalwa ukuthi kuyaba sokusiba nzima ukuthi lama VPN siwasebenzise. So ngikhuluma lawe nje kuWhatsApp lapha ngisebenzisa iVPN ukuthi unxa ngazama ukukhangela ilocation yami ngakuthi ngisithi kumbe ngikubo Greece kumbe kubo Lithuania.
Aha. Isishona kanje uyasenelisa uyasikhuluma sifile.
Ngiyatawura but ngiyaba ngisikhilisa but hayi kuyaphuma.
Okay, mboti tawura iva sifile ndimi muri ku Zambia ukuthi situation yakamira sethu kunzwa kuti hakuna internet. Uyezve pane mirijonga yakamboitika nezuru.
Ya situation iriko haina kunyatso mira moshe. Sekuti nezuru kwakaita sarudzo. Tanga tichitarisira kuti nhasi maresults achaitwa announce. Manje ve Electoral Commission of Zambia vazivisa vanhu kuti havagoni kupfuurira mberi vachitizivisa zvabuda muma elections. So takangomirira kuti tinzwa kuti zvichafamba sei. Zvaitika ndezvokuti Electoral Commission of Zambia yanga ichida kuita announce my results, but vemabato anopikisa vabva vaona kuti mamwe maresults acho anga asiyana neavanga vainawo. So then they confronted the Electoral Commission vakati ngavambomira, because once vaita announce my results asiriwo achinji announce iwa ndiyo final. So anongochinjwa kana aenda kukoti kukaitwa petition.
Mm-hmm. Mavune mvunzo kuna vasifile.
Ndingada kuziva kuti vanoona pane musiyano here pakati pekufambiswa kunoitwa sarudzo kwaitwa sarudzo muZambia nezvatinoona zvichiitika kuZimbabwe.
Vasifile hanzi nemumwe wangu Mavelasi, muri kuona kusiyana here kuripo pakati penzira yaitwa sarudzo dzekuZambia nedzekuZimbabwe kunyanya-nyanya ndofunga dzapfuura izi?
Of course, kuneka kufanana. I think of course not everything, but zvimwe zviri kuda kufanana. Zvinoita kuti vanhu mufunge kuti maybe vatungamiri vedu kwavanosangana vanopanana manotsi ekuita zvinhu zviri wrong. So kuneka kufanana kariko pamaitiro avo. But I think the biggest challenge yavainayo kuno kuZambia ndeyekuti this time voter turnout yanga yakanaka zvikuru. Vanhu vakawanda vaenda kunovhota, zvichaita kuti zvireme kuti even vachida kuita rig zvinogona kuvaremera. Like nhasi I think tachiona kuma kuchinzi kwabviswa mavhoti 70 kubva kumuzita rava hakaende ichilema veopposition akaiswa kuna valungu. But because vanhu vavhota vakawandisa, I think zvinenge zvichida kuti even ivo vachida kurika vaite mafigures akakurisa. But generally I think kuneka kufanana akariko. And because of late, like the past 2 days, tanzwa kuti kwaita mirijonga muno muLusaka kuKanyama kumandevu, then nezuro kune munhu akafa kuSolwezi kuNorthwestern province. Then takanzwa kuti even kuSouthern province neWestern province kune mirijonga yakaitika.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Sifile, for that update. Please do stay on the line. We'll be coming back to you in a bit. Mav va tarumbira runare rwavo rwanga rwakata asi vadzoka vacharumbira. Muri kutinzwa?
Tiri kunzwa. Sorry, papa, ita customer call.
Okay. Ndanga chitini ni muriku. Okay, no problem. Ndanga chitini ni muriku zona se isaruzo zekuZambia izi. Tukunzwa kuti vamwe vari kuchema kuti zvinhu hazvizi kufamba zvakanaka.
Alright, I think first and foremost toda kungotenda vana veZambia kuti at least vakwanisa kuinda kuma elections. It's unfortunately kuti tanzwa kunzi parasikirwa neupenyu. Pane vanhu two vakarasirwa noupenyu during the election time. But my concerns are, my concerns are, I think, and weaker. I would say, kutikana hiri nyaya ye internet disconnection. Eni nangu, I would think, kutikana hiri government, yanga ishita for security reasons, of whatever the case might be. No, kuta atisi kusa, ma security breaches or ma security threats a government ye Zambia. I'm not too sure about that. But I would suggest, kuti, can a better disruption in the internet, the disruption to do with security reasons towards an election, because we know that an election kana kuna na America kwakata problem yekuti wana Hillary Clinton wakati wakachikwa ma election because Russia yakaita interfere ina kuita on the ground, but we know now kuti kune cyber wars zirikitika munyika dzakasiyana siyana. Saka, I would suggest before I preempt, be a spokesperson of the government or of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, because they have not given an official statement of exactly what has transpired. So I would just suggest that maybe it was because of security breaches or security reasons. That's why maybe the internet was distorted. But as far as some of the information where we are hearing that there were votes that were stolen, I think it's always good to wait for an official statement from the opposition and also from the government, the ruling party. Now, because if we speculate in our news platforms, we won't have that much interest of people in the event that we discuss something fully and we implement and we conclude that, yes, there was vote rigging in process. Then later on, we realized that Yanga is vote rigging. Yanga, it was misinformation. Because, you know, Panetu Kama election, they say, Panetu Kama misinformation. I was also expecting, Yanga Ishtara, kutipati uze kuti, koyo mota iyo yataka ona, Yanga ishitro wa mastones, Yanga inema ballots. There's a vehicle that was transferring ballots, I think, from the center electoral center to another. What was the reason for that? Because that was some form of violence. So we might need to, because we have evidence of that. So it will be good for us to talk about things that we have evidence of, because we have seen that. And also the fact that the two people were killed, were they people from the opposition, or it was just people who were killed because maybe there was an avalanche at a polling station, or what was the reason for that? So I would want to channel my contributions and my discussion towards the evidence, towards the circumstances that we have evidence of, because we have already some evidence, but we don't have the evidence of what rigging. Thank you,
Deva Charumbira, and that's a fair point. Ubaba Charumbira, ngwebandla le ZANU PF ademzwile lapho ukuthi hayi ubona ngani ukucitshwa kwe-internet osokwenzakele kwele Zambia, mhlawumbe kwenzelwa esingathi security, ngoba uthi mhlawumbe kungaba kukhona abanye abangaba bezama ukuqilibezela kuma-ballots khonapho kumbe ukwenza okunye okungaqondanga. Mav, we have our second guest, our third guest rather, that's Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the MDC Alliance.
Tingada kuvabvunza vadzokora kuti vari kuonawo sei zviri kuitika muZambia pari zvino panyaya yesarudzo dziriko.
Marvelous. Tinotenda tende marvelous. Tinotenda mhuri yeZimbabwe yakateerera. Elections are not elections on election day only. We saw what was happening in Zambia. We have been monitoring. As the MDC Alliance, I think you saw that our Secretary for International Relations, Leader Gladys Shatrayo, is there in Zambia. And she once gave a statement telling the Zambian government to respect the will of the people and also to respect people's rights. And that was because there was violence, pre-election violence, the government was cracking down on opposition before the elections had even started. And that's why I agree with the other speaker who was saying it looks like these leaders sit down and exchange notes and tell each other that this is how you do it. If you want to win elections, you crack down on the opposition, you beat them up, you even kill them. When the West has come to the West, you switch off the internet so that the international community doesn't see your shenanigans or anything that you are doing there. So come to election day, we have seen something that we should congratulate the people of Zimbabwe for. The people of Zimbabwe, the people of Zambia have spoken. The people of Zambia have shown that if you register en masse, election rigging is difficult. They have shown Africa and all of us, and in particular us in Zimbabwe, that when you register to go and vote, you must actually then go and vote, because the Zambians turned out in their millions. We are told that about 7 million people are registered to vote, and closer to that number are also then turned out to go and vote. It's very important for us to know that, and for us as Zimbabweans to emulate the same thing, because it becomes very difficult for the incumbent to rig elections if people turn out in large numbers. We have seen that trend everywhere, that African governments, they promote people to not to go and vote. They discourage, in a way, by their tactics, by not doing voter education, by not encouraging people to go and vote. They do it deliberately so that as few numbers as possible turn out to go and vote. So we have seen Zambians doing that very well. And one thing that they've done extremely well is that when you've voted, you must be prepared to defend your vote. And they're doing exactly that. They have remained in the streets. They are speaking up. They are not cowering to the intimidation at the hands of the state security. We all saw what the government of Zambia did. We all saw the army vehicles being rolled out in the streets. You know, what do you need all that army equipment for? You know, all those tankers. What do you need tankers for when people are voting? What do you need tankers for on unarmed civilians, on unarmed people? But they were rolled out anyway as intimidation. It's called harvest of fear. They were harvesting fear. They were trying to intimidate the Zambians. Fortunate enough, Zambians were not intimidated. They voted en masse, and they turned out en masse, and they're now defending their vote en masse, and we want to congratulate them for that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you there, Mr. Zokora, and please do stay on the line now. Ubaba Zokora, ngwebandla le MDC Alliance ngapha eMelika, and we must say that from the information reaching us, the election is just too close to call, even though the results are yet to be released. It was a close election from the outset, and Zambia is now on tenterhooks waiting for these results, Marv.
Aiwa apo tanzwa kubva kuna vatawanda zvokura veMPC Alliance vachitaurawo maonero avo pamusoro pezviri kuitika muZambia. Umo vari kutaura ivo kuti chanyanyo vafadza ndechekuti vanhu vekuZambia vakawanikwa ivo vachinyoresa kuti vavhote, uyezve vakabuda vakaenda kunowanikwa vachivhota muzuva ranhasi, uyezve pari zvino vakamirira vachiwanikwa ivo vachiedza kurwira kuti vhoti yavo iwanikwe ichiverengwa zvakanaka. Saka ndokutaura kwavanga vachiita. Asi tawana tanzwazve kubva kune vemisa Zimbabwe sechikumbiro chandanga ndapa kuti chiiwanikwai muchitipawo mazwi ekuti zvakamira sei ikoko. Regai tinzwe zvakare kuti vari kuti chii.
Hi, my name is Ngaba Machazi from MISA Zimbabwe. We are presently in Zambia, where we are monitoring the elections, but particularly our interest as a media and advocacy lobby group is looking at the environment for freedom of expression and media, and just an information assessment of how it is. So what has been interesting is that obviously the internet was shut down. There were, well, it was throttled because the internet was slow. WhatsApp was shut down and you need a VPN to access it properly. As I speak to you right now, I'm using a VPN. I was caught off guard because I did not expect them to switch off the internet because they switched it off like around midday. So what we are seeing now is that the Facebook and Twitter have also been reported to have had downtime because of what is happening. The mood here is a bit upbeat. The opposition is confident that it has won the election. The ruling party is a bit jittery and anxious. Today I was at Mulungushi, the Talent Center, where a lady who was speaking on behalf of the opposition, UPND, announced that they have won the election. The ECZ didn't take kindly to that, but that's the nature of the confidence of the opposition. So whereas the ruling party today, the Secretary General of PF, Patriotic Front, held a press conference. It lasted 3 minutes only, and everyone is saying this is probably the shortest press conference that has ever been held by the Secretary General of that party. So it's a bit interesting. And coming from Zimbabwe, the culture is a bit different here. It's sort of like a cultural shock for me. Whereas yes, there have been reports of pockets of violence, soldiers have been deployed onto the streets, but you, it's a very peaceful environment. People are going about their business freely. They are supporting the candidates of their choice. While there's anxiety as people wait for results, because this is a very important election in that there's a real chance that the incumbent is lost. But you get that Zambians are still calm, they are happy, they are going about freely. And when you compare to Zimbabwe, where I'm from, elections are all a tense situation where by now we'll have had reports of people being arrested, of people being beaten up, or even at worst, people being killed. So what we're seeing now is that the results are expected in 72 hours, which from the time the last polling station closed, which was 5 a.m. this morning, there were long queues. And probably because it's remote areas, voting took longer than planned. So it's a waiting game now. The ECZ, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, said they will do their best to make sure the results are out in time. But it's really interesting.
Zimbabwe. Vari kuongororawo sarudzo ikoko. Regai tidzokere maybe kune guest wedu ari pano variko kuZambia ikoko. Mumbofunza kuti zvataurwa izvi kuti pamboitwa press conference ye 3 minutes zvafamba sei?
Runare rwavasifile rwakata, asi ndichavatsvaga tichadzokera kwaari mavhu. Regai timboenda kuna vacharumbira. Timbonzwa kuti iko nyaya yemabyelections ekuZimbabwe yakamira sei. Baba Charumbira, coming back to you, we saw Malawi holding its own elections. Today is Zambia. Many countries have held their own elections. But by-elections in Zimbabwe remain outstanding, and the reason, according to government, is that holding by-elections risks spreading COVID-19. But one might argue that all these countries are holding by-elections and they have COVID-19 under control. What's your take on that?
Thank you very much. Yeah. So I think, as we know, all of us, we know that every time we have election in Zimbabwe, the past few elections, the opposition MDC, which is now MDC Alliance, they are quick to jump and conclude that the election has been stolen before an election has even been called. The results are called in. So, looking at the situation we have at hand right now, that we have an invisible enemy, COVID-19, I think it's proper for our governments to withhold these by-elections because we are looking history repeat itself, and we are not going to let a lot of our people be, you know, exposed to COVID-19 because of the event that if those by-elections don't turn out well, there will be violence, especially from the opposition. So that's why we have to worry about our citizens before politics. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Liamuzu, Babu. Ucharumbira laputi hayi ukhetho akwenza ukuthi luqhutshwe ngoba kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Bengimbuzile mina lapho ukuthi iZimbabwe ikliyela amanye amazwe oMalawi benze ukhetho namhla iZambia orather izolo. Maningi amazwe aseqhube ukhetho kodwa iZimbabwe lokhu imile ithi hayi iyajama ithi ngeke lwenziwe ukhetho, ngeke enziwe ama-by-elections lawa ngoba kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Ubaba uCharumbira ke ongowezanu-PF uyakusekela lokho uthi hayi kuyingozi kakhulu ukuthi lwenziwe lolu khetho, ngcono kumiwe kancane uqale udlule umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Siza kuzwa ke abe-MDC ukuthi lawa bathini maf.
Rega itins wekunawa jokura kuti ivo vanotii pamusoro penyaya yema-by-elections motaura nerurimi rwamai kuti tinzwe kuti imise bato rinopikisa reEdtons wavacharumbira vachitaura ivo kuti pari zvino hapasi kufanira kuitwa ma-by-elections nekuti bato renyu imimi rinozogona kuuya richiita zvemhirizhonga kana zvinhu zvisina kubuda zvakanaka. Munoona seizvi?
Vadzokora just went offline, meno connection yavo, but ndofunga vachange vachipinda zvakare muchirongwa. Umavela slapu bebuzile ukuthi uthi inobabu Dzokora ngamazwi ekababu Charumbira lapho ukuthi hawo ukuthi bona njenge-MDC Alliance kungenziwa lolo khetho bedliwe futhi singakona sebebangela udlakela, kodwa ucingo lwakhe luqumile lapho ubaba uDzokora. Sizazama ukuthi sixhumane laye futhi angene kuhlelo aziphendulele, kodwa bona abe-MDC bathi wakwenza iZANU-PF yale ukuqhuba lolu khetho ama-by-elections lawa yikuthi iyesaba ukunqotshwa, yesaba ukudliwa kulolu khetho, yikho nje ingafuni ukuthi luqhutshwe. Sesilaye lapho ubaba uDzokora. VaDzokora, foni yenyu yanga ya lunaru nare rwanga rwakata asi mavela sianga avunza hapa kuti muri kuti chine mashoko avacharumbira ndofunga manzwa vachitaura.
Avacharumbira ndambonzwa vachitaura nyaya yekuti internet yanga yavharirwa on security reasons. Andifunga kuti ndo chikonzero chakavharirwa internet muZambia. Tinoziziva
Sorry, VaDzokora, vataura zvakare nenyaya yema-by-elections ekuZimbabwe kuti imimi munogona kukonzera mhirizhonga, and ma-by-elections acho cannot be held nechi because of COVID-19. Saka you can go ahead.
Oh, okay. Kana iri nyaya yema-by-elections, isu tagara tichiti ma-by-elections ngaitwe nekuti ikodzero yevanhu. Vanhu vakatorerwa vamiririri vavo, munoziva zvakaitwa naMonzora vachishanda neZANU-PF. Vakatora vamiririri vedu vanga vasarudzwa nevanhu. Saka iko zvino takuti ngatichidzokerei tinoita sarudzo sezvinotaurwa nebumbiro remutemo, kuti kana paitika sezvakaitika izvozvo, kana kuti mumiririri wevanhu ashaya, kana kuti asakwanise kuita basa, panoitwa sarudzo. Ndo zvinotaura bumbiro remutemo. Saka isi tirikungotaura chedu ngatiteedzerei bumbiro remutemo. ZANU-PF nekuti iri kutya kudzokera kumaelections, nekutiwo vaMonzora varikuziva kuti havana kana chimwe chete chavanowana tikangoenda kumaelections chete. Vamembers of parliament edu ese akaitwa recalled anongodzokera achifamba nekuti vakasarudzwa nevanhu. Vanhu vamwe chete ivavo ndovachaenda kunovasarudza zvakare pamaelections ari kurambwa nezanu navamonzora. Nyaya vari kutaura yekuti COVID-19, taona isusu America yakaita maelections kuine COVID-19. Iko zvine izvi, Zambia yaita maelections kuine COVID-19. Vanhu vanopfeka mamask, vanhu vanoudzwa kunzi itai social distancing. Isu kuno takavhota kuine COVID-19. Taitomira tichienda kunoregister, makatomira 6 feet apart from one another. Vanhu vaiita social distancing. Saka zvinoitwa futi izvozvo kuZimbabwe. Vanhu vokurudzirwa kupfeka mamask, vanhu vokurudzirwa kunobayiwa nhomba. Maelections oitwa, mutemo wenyika kana kuti bumbiro renyika roremekedzwa, rochengetedzwa. Zvavari kutaura zvekuti MDC Alliance inogona kukonzeresa mhirizhonga. Kupi kwakazombokonzeresa MDC Alliance mhirizhonga? Isusu muZimbabwe, we are always the recipients of electoral violence at the hands of ZANU-PF. We don't have any DNA, we don't have any identification of violence ever. If there is any interaction that we have with violence, it's violence that would have been given to us or enacted on us by ZANU-PF. And the evidence is there. Ever since 2000, we have lost 2,000 MDC Alliance supporters and independent supporters and other citizens at the hands of ZANU-PF that enact violence at each and every election. And the recent one being the 6 people that were gunned down in broad daylight by soldiers with the whole world seeing. The MDC Alliance has never any day and at any time enacted any violence or done any violence during an election. Saka zvekutaura kuti MDC Alliance inogona kukonzeresa mhirizhonga ndezvekugotsikwa tsuro hazviitike. Vari kuda kuvharira zvavanoita. ZANU ndiye atinoziva yakataura nemukuru wavo akazvienda mugabe kuti we have degrees of violence. And ever since that, we have seen violence at every election. But tinoda kukurudzira hurumende yeZimbabwe ndeyekuti ngaiite maelections sekutaurwa kunoitwa mubumbiro remutemo. Ende sekuita kuri kuitawo dzimwe nyika dziri musadhak medu, dziri munyika dzese dzakatenderera. Ngavaregedze kuhwanda nemumwe vachitaura zvecovid-19 kana kuti zvemhirizhonga. Ngakuitwe sarudzo tione anenge akunda akunda. Monzora, ZANU-PF vari kutya sarudzo nekuti vanoziva kuti vanorakazvo.
Limzwile lapo ubaba uTsokora uti hayi gaqhutshwe ama-by-elections eZimbabwe iZANU-PF kumbe uhulumende engafuna ukucatsha ngokuthi kulo mkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Timbozo kera kuZambia mavu ke sibuyele eZambia okulo babu uVusi Moses File oyintatheli izindaba eZimbabwe ehlala khona le eZambia. Sibela ekuhlelo earlier and as we wrap up ngesizwe from yena njalo ukuthi uhamba njani khona le isifile ilokuzeni i-commission yezokhetho ikhona yini impumela esike ayethula namhlanje sikhuluma nje.
Okwakhathesa abakethuli lutho, bekumele bayethule impumela yakuqala ngo-4 emini, kodwa lokhu akusaphumelelanga ngoba kusuke wakhanya ukuthi kulamanye amalokhuze amanye ama-results abengani abesetshintshiwe. Kukhanya kulelinye iphepha kade litshengisa ukuthi kule ndawo lapho umnumzana hata indeyo ichilema okhokheli opposition obe okhitshelwe khona amavoti angu-70 afakwa umnumzana Edgar Lungu. Kodwa yona i-Electoral Commission of Zambia ithi izimisele njalo iyenza yonke imizamo ukuthi impumela yonke yokhetho olwenziwe izolo iyaziswe ngaphakathi kwamalanga amathathu, okusho ukuthi ngesikhathi lezi ngesonto kumele isifese sikwazi konke. Aha. So that's one I can say. But meticulous verification and collection of results. So that you, aba yenza yoga test basaza mutwa twice. So aba bonuti kuminjani. So as it was, uti kuza hamba jani. What was kangele uti usasa.
And Marv, what they are trying to avoid here is a Nduna situation. You know, the ZANU-PF guy, Obavu Nduna, he lost the election to an MDC person, but then Zek made a mistake in announcing the result. And Nduna is an MP today just because Zek made a mistake. The MDC has been to the courts, but that has not helped the situation. Mafameno ngavane mvunzwere kuna vasfile.
Ndanda mvunza paipa taurwa nemisa kutipane press conference ya kaitwa ye 3 minutes ne ruling party. Wata fambasi?
Anzi, ipane zvatanzwa vasfile kutipane press conference here yambo itwa kana kuti akaitwa neve ruling party akatora 3 minutes chete. Did you see that?
Yambo itwa press conference kuma 12 kwa taura ba Davis Mwila munyori mkuru we ruling party party andina kuita mukana wekuitera because by that time ndanga ndakabatikana nezvimwe zvatanga tichiita.
Mm-hmm. And maybe
vanoona zvichibuda sei zvavari kuona so far vanhu vari kuti on the ground ko
sakanzi muri kuona zvichifamba sei vasfile especially pamaresults apa uyezve vanhu vari kuti chi kana muchitaura navo
kungoti isusu tiri ku kulusaka so kulusaka zviri kuratidza kuti vanhu iko zvino vari kutarisira kuti va hakainde ichilema ndova chawina but you know kuti lusaka haisi Zambia yose kunogona kuti maybe even kunoko vanana uzumba maramba fungwa vavo and dzimwe nzvimbo dzakadaro so we do not know kuti zvichafamba sei but tiri kutarisira kuti kuchapfuurira mberi kune runyararo kusaita mirizhonga nezvimwe zvatisingadi.
Hai isiya ubonga Sfile mepumbuzo okugcina ilokuzeni last election eZimbabwe siyazi ukuthi yaqala njani wahamba njani kwaphetha njani singabona kusiba lokufanayo yini kona ngapho kumbe okweZambia kwehlukene singabona kuphuma impumelelo enye mhlawumbe bingakhangelelwa.
Yeah, imbona eZambia lapha kungaphuma impumelelo ebingakhangelelwanga ngoba kathesi kutsho ukuthi ngathi abantu nje labo sebengani sebehlakaniphile sebebona ukuthi maybe sesike sacilwa kanenge kathesi abantu ngani bazimisela sibili yikho phela sibone emini i-Electoral Commission of Zambia ithe yona isithi hayi sisiyamemezela impumelelo okuphume ukukhethwa lwayizolo. But hayi ake ndime madoda ngoba lapha siyabona ukuthi ama results elifuna ukusitshela wona lawa awahambelani lama results esilawo thina esiwathethe kuma polling station ngoba lokuphikisana okuthize sibili hayi bagcina labo sebegoda umsila be Electoral Commission of Zambia kwathi hayi sokuza kuyakhulumiswana sesiza kuza ukuthi sokuza lungiswa nini kodwa ke kathesi hayi mbona umehluko omkhulu khona lapha eZambia ikuthi amabandla aphikisayo le nhlanganiso nje ezizimeleleyo ezingasebenzela uhulumente ama-non-governmental organization kathesi abantu bangani bahlakaniphile bangani bakhaliphile kule mizamo eminingi ekwenza like i-parallel voter tabulation so okusho ukuthi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi abantu bazama ukutshintsha okuphumileyo ngoba abantu balakho balayo imphumela esuka kuma-polling station.
I know I've been saying last question, but this is the last question before we go to Mr. Zokora. Many Zimbabweans are following this election closely and with a lot of interest. Zimbabwe held its own election in 2018. Did you see similar interest among Zambians in the Zimbabwean election then?
Yeah, I think, yeah, of course, there is a lot of similarities, although I think maybe the main difference is in the circumstances in which these elections are being held. Like when Zimbabwean elections were done in 2018, there was no COVID, so the elections were held under very different conditions. But this time, I think in Zambia, yeah, the elections are being held in a situation where there is the COVID pandemic, meaning there could be no rallies and certain physical interaction that usually goes with elections could not take place. But still, we've seen an increase in the use of online platforms and stuff like that, which people are using to interact, to share information about the elections. Of course, there is quite a significant as a population of Zimbabweans living in Zambia. So, that makes it like it causes Zimbabweans back home to be interested because they know that the outcome, it does have a significance in terms of our own livelihoods and all that. So, and also because Zambia and Zimbabwe generally are countries that have a shared history, there is a lot of commonality between in the way they do things and all that. So, yeah, maybe that it does come into play. But this year, I think for Zambia, the main difference, what I would say, like something that would be a game changer, is the active involvement of civil society organizations, opposition political parties, the church, and other stakeholders in terms of safeguarding or protecting the vote. Just mm-hmm. this afternoon, we saw the elections chairperson of the main opposition, Mr. Gary Nkomo. He stopped he caused the Electoral Commission to stop announcing the results because it appeared that they had clandestinely removed about 70 votes from Mr. Hakainde Hichilema and added them to Mr. Lungu's stead. So, but this time it seems there is a lot, like a very high level of alertness, and there are quite a number of initiatives where citizens are using different tools to do parallel voter tabulation and just to protect the vote.
Thank you there, Mr. Sifile, and we appreciate your update, and thank you so very much.
Thanks, Tunganyabonga.
Lats Yabonga, Vusumuzi Sifile. Intathelizindaba yeZimbabwe ehlala kwele Zambia. Mav, we have less than 2 minutes. Ngativare chirongwa na vazokora.
Ehe, rikaiti nchukukuna vazokora kuti nezva manzwa zviri kuitika kuZambia. Mungaonawo here sarudzo dzemuZimbabwe dzichiitwa panguva idzodzi dzeCovid.
Tatikutarisira izvozvo kuti kuitwe maelections. We are looking forward to that, and we just hope that the elections are going to be done. It's our right, it's the people's right to elect their members of parliament. So we expect the by-elections to be done, and we also expect the 2023 elections to be done. And just to comment on the Zambian elections, I think we have learned a lot as Zimbabweans that we all need to do what we have to do as citizens of Zimbabwe. Let's go and register and to vote. And after we register to go and vote, let us also prepare to go and vote so that we vote en masse. And after that, let us all be prepared to protect our vote.
Thank you. The Zokora, unfortunately, Mav apana extra time. Saga, we'd like to thank our guests, Vacharumbira, the ZANU PF, Eva Zokora, Vatawanda Zokora, VMDC Alliance, Nava Machazi, Vekumisa Zimbabwe, we Shre, Namzana Fusumozi Sifile, Intathelizindaba yeZimbabwe esebenza kwele Zambia ehlala eLusaka. Ngokunjalo kwanele sihlobo zami isikhathi sesidliwe ngumango ye. I am Tungamile Nkomo.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye saying have a very good evening and a very good weekend.